Welcome to your five for the day. Visiting Tenby a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I parked up overlooking the North Beach. What happy boyhood memories this always brings back to me. I look down at the rock which becomes an island when the tide comes in. I seem to remember it used to have a diving board all those years ago, off which we used to jump into the advancing tide. There was always the harbour over to the right, surrounded by the beautifully painted houses, with a fisherman's church nestling down by the quay. The other end of the quay were people, queuing for their boat ride to Caldy Island. Every time I lean on the railings overlooking the beach, all those memories come flooding back. We began to go slowly down the rather steep steps toward the promenade along which we usually walk, heading over to the harbour. As we reached the bottom, I drew my wife's attention to what I considered to be an amazing and beautiful scene that could never be replicated. At one point was the concrete path going off to the left and butting up to the wall of an adjacent building. A small gap had developed between the path and the building, and there, emerging from the gap, was a strong sycamore sapling reaching upward to the sky. As I gazed in awe at it, I was mesmerized to think that somehow a seed had fallen into that little cranny, had taken root, and now was producing a potential sycamore tree. There had obviously been no human agent in this. Rather, a set of circumstances had combined to produce this, all from a little, seemingly inconsequential seed. As I looked at this sight, I was reminded of Jesus' parable of the sower, where some of the seed fell on good ground and produced fruit. I was also reminded that Jesus interpreted the seed as the Word of God, the Bible, and in so doing described it as good seed. Elsewhere, the Apostle Peter writes that Christians are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, that means the Bible, which lives and abides forever. When you were younger, some of you may have learned memory verses from the Bible which come back to you occasionally. As you listen to programs on the TV, you may hear someone quote a verse which reminds you of days gone by. The words of the Bible are like a seed, for they have the potential of life contained in them. You might ask, what do I mean? Well, the words of the Bible reveal our sinful condition. They go on to point out the tragic consequences for each of us if that sin remains unforgiven. We are told of a loving, concerned God who provided a Saviour so that our sins could be dealt with and forgiven through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Finally, this wonderful Bible tells me that if I put my faith and trust in this unique Saviour, I can be forgiven and given a new life. Jesus himself said, "If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed." Maybe today, as you are listening to my voice, a seed planted many years ago is being germinated as God's Spirit speaks to you. Think of that potential within you waiting to be released, giving a life lived for God in the joy of his salvation. If you believe God is speaking today, then maybe today is that day when you will be born again, born from above, and start a wonderful new life of relationship with him. Allow that incorruptible seed to settle and bring forth the life it contains, and go on your way rejoicing. Thank you again for your company on Five for the Day.